1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Pot of Idra listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to this time each and every day that we can join in the dialogue and discussion on the current issues of the day. Let me remind you, lest you have forgotten, that as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We look at world events, current events, through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? And as we look at the world events through the prism of the Word of God, we understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God is on the throne. God is in control. God is not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not late. He's always on time. And so I encourage you with those words, because sometimes we get so bogged down with the dark, desperate days that we're living in. By the way, that's the understanding of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. There will be perilous times in the last days. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult days. And that's what we're in today. And it seems that we're inundated with it to the point that many times multitudes do not see light at the end of the tunnel, as the old cliche goes. But we need to understand that God is still in control. He's not abandoned us. He's not abandoned the world. He's still in control. He's sovereign. And there's nothing that takes God by surprise. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we look at the truth book, the Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made a profound statement. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? Forever. I like that term, forever. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, let me remind you, it's not based on political, philosophical rhetoric. We don't face the issues and look at the answers based on denominational dogma. We do not look at the issues and face the issues and make a determination what to do based on what is politically correct. We look at the issues through the prism of the Word of God and determine that truth matters. Truth matters. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell made a statement in his book entitled, the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said this: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be very, very truthful, if I can use that spin on the term, very, very truthful today. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So you can get into a group, you can start talking about theological, doctrinal, biblical truths, and there'll be someone that will deny, reject, and be repulsed by the truth. You can speak about the societal issues, political issues, as it's called. By the way, there's no such thing as political issues. I'll pause for a moment. Let that sink in. God created the home, the government, and the church, and in that order. So anything that we talk about, whether it's civil government or the church or the home, it's a biblical issue, not a political issue, a biblical issue. And I think therein lies the very problem, the root of the problem today. for so many Christians and churches and pastors and ministries are fearful to discuss the issues that they say are political issues. And I want to encourage you today, if you're a Christian, if you're in a church, if you're a pastor, stop shying away from facing these issues, because we're living in the last of the last days, and as little boy says, it ain't going to get better, it's going to get worse from the standpoint of what is taking place in the world. We need to recognize that. It was the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint said this: truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that more than any time in the history of the church. We're looking at what is called progressive Christianity, the woke Christianity, where, as one writer put it, Christless Christianity is what we see taking place today. In most of the churches, most of the time, there's the mindset that we need to embrace society, embrace what society says, thinks, or does, so that there will be no way that we could, alienate those on the outside. God never intended that. We have today, according to the latest survey, about 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, and about 55%, according to this survey, says they think that each person determines their own version of truth. In other words, there's no such thing as a whole truth. And I've used the term before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll repeat it. A half-truth is a whole lie. And yet we find multitudes today simply clinging on to a half-truth, bifurcating the total truth, and somehow, some way, believing that that is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I call on you each and every day to do that. Live it, love it, tell it, listen to it, learn it, and be willing to defend truth even to death. And I believe we're getting into the era, ladies and gentlemen, where very soon now, if not already there, we're at the point and place where Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted because of truth. In fact, later in the broadcast today, if time will allow, we'll touch on some of the latest surveys and statistical data in relationship to Christian persecution, even in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time gives the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time gives the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions in relationship to power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional landscaper brand equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole at the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. you've heard me say before, I believe we're living in the state of mourning in America simply because of those that are in charge in the Beltway of Washington. We have, I believe that I am on solid ground. My opinion, you can disagree if you like. I believe we have an unelected president in the Oval Office. I believe we had a stolen election in 2020. I believe we're witnessing the nation mourning as a result of it. You can just look on every hand, and you can see today, ladies and gentlemen, the plummeting of our economic position. You can watch the plummeting of our military position. You can watch the plummeting of our social, ethical, moral fabric that's being eviscerated in America today. I don't think we can call it anything else but a nation that's in a state of mourning. And it's because we've got an administration that's calling right wrong and wrong right. And the Bible says in Isaiah 5, verse 20, that day shall come, and it's here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a question. Should conservatives speak up? Should conservatives speak up? I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe it's time that we recognize what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. When we find on a national level, through the Biden administration, we have our southern borders that's a sieve. There's no such thing as a border anymore. We might have Border Patrol, but they're there simply to pamper and to pet and change diapers and handle the flood of illegal invaders that's coming in, not to try to repel them or to ship them back whatsoever. A flood of illegal invaders, ladies and gentlemen, will, in my opinion, be able to vote in November. Now, I'll pause for a moment. I believe that by the time we get to the election this November, which we're about, 6 months away, I believe we will find that majority of the invaders will have opportunity, be invited to vote. In fact, as one of my sons said, Dad, I believe that all of the invaders will be sent mail-in ballots. I believe that will be taking place. I believe we'll have a major flood of illegal votes, and by the time the recognition of what has happened has taken place, the election will have been stolen. I believe this is the reason Kamala Harris, in her laughing state, when interviewed about it, she said, we're going to win, just very calmly, very defactly, with a laughable answer that we're going to win. They're so certain that they already have the election rigged that they believe it to be hands down, just like it was in 2020 in the election. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we see what they're doing with the illegal invaders. In case you're not aware of that, let me just give you a little overview. Illegal invaders coming in, they are given through the NGOs, the non-government organizations, most of which are religious organizations, most of which are mainline denominational organizations. All of the mainline denominational organizations have their hand out to the federal government. And I believe the last account that I read, the government already put out something like $1.6 billion just going in the hands of the NGOs for them to be able to handle and to be the middleman, if you will, for the Biden administration. But there, each of these illegal invaders coming in get an envelope with $1,500 cash. They get a prepaid cell phone. They each receive an EBT card to be replenished on a monthly basis. Hear me. To be replenished on a monthly basis. They receive three hot meals a day. In fact, in New York City alone, ladies and gentlemen, the three hot meals a day, they say there's about $64 per person per day to feed them. It goes into the hundreds of millions of dollars, not counting the fact that they're placed in high-end hotels and rooming houses and school buildings. And now the invaders are provided. Ladies and gentlemen, this caps it off for me. The illegal invaders are now being provided with legal representation in the event they want to fight any attempt of deportation. Yes, you heard me right. Our tax money is paying for the attorneys to represent the illegal invaders to be able to fight in court to postpone their deportation or to prevent any deportation at all. Now, the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what American citizen is being afforded anything close to what's being given to the illegal invaders that's coming in? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps it's because the Marxist Communist Democratic Party plans to stay in power even if it destroys our constitutional republic. Someone has said that the Democrats are willing to destroy the nation if they can rule over the ruins. And as a result, ladies and gentlemen, of these illegal invaders, we have the tragic circumstances, as we find at the University of Georgia, on the University of Georgia campus, where a young lady was murdered on the jogging trail. Now, I have a little personal footnote there. I don't understand any individual being willing to put themselves in a position of jogging through trails in the woods by themselves. Anything is possible. But that does not negate the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the one that murdered her had been caught, convicted, let out with no bail, no bond on two or three occasions. I'm looking at a headline. Georgia students accused killer entered U.S. illegally. That's a surprise, isn't it? Was paroled under the Biden policies. This article states, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed Sunday the Venezuelan man accused of murdering a Georgia nursing student entered the United States illegally, but was released under the Biden administration parole policies, then slipped away a second time from the authorities after an arrest under the New York City sanctuary policies. ICE officials' statement confirmed reporting that by Just the News on Saturday, and further concerned that the murder of Lincoln Riley, 22, near the University of Georgia campus in Athens on Friday was directly impacted by the liberalization of the immigration policies by the Democrats. Goes on to give the murderer's name, was arrested by Customs and Border Protection Agency on September the 8th, 2022, after he unlawfully entered the United States near El Paso, Texas, but was paroled and released for further processing, according to ICE. The murderer's name is given again, was arrested again last year, September the 14th, 2023, by the New York Police Department officers and charged with acting in a manner to injure a child under 17 and a motor vehicle license violation. Federal immigration officials said the Venezuelan national was released by New York authorities before a detainer could be issued, as so-called sanctuary city, New York generally prevents police from complying with ICE detainers, end quote. And I could go on with the tragic, sad article, ladies and gentlemen. But I want us to understand, I'm asking the question today, should conservatives speak up? We have a guest that's with us. I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But first of all, we'll take our first two callers. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. And you are so right. It is, they really want to destroy it. It's not Biden. Because my wife and I, we were saying, it's like a lookalike, like Hitler had lookalikes. Mm-hmm. And it's people that's pulling the strings. Definitely. They've been trying to destroy this country because, number one, it was based, number one, we have freedoms. And it was based out of the Bible. And these people, number one, they hate the Bible. And I believe within about 2, maybe 3 years that the left, you're gonna have where women, a man or woman, they can get married to an animal, they can get married to a child. And they're just trying to destroy. They hate God.
Kenneth, that is the very key to it, very poignant, and your own point with what you said. The whole bottom line is this administration, and let me just kind of put it in a little neat nutshell. In my opinion, it is impossible for a person to say, I'm a Democrat and I'm a Christian. Those two things, that's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility to be Democrat and Christian. And as a result of that, we find, as Jerry Nadler, U.S. House of Representatives on the loose likes lost left side, Jerry Nadler said when someone was reading from the scripture to make a point on the floor, Jerry Nadler chided him, said the Bible has no place in the halls of Congress. And that's exactly where they stand on the liberal communist party called Democrats today. And so it's as a result of hating God that everything that's done, the transgenderism, the butchery of our young people today. Chopping off healthy body parts, the transgenderism, the sodomite LGBTQ agenda, the push for abortion, the push for the rights and the freedoms of citizens, where the Biden administration has pushed for the forced vaccination to destroy the health and the life of individuals. All of these things come about as a result of hating God. And that's the end result of we're watching, as you said, the demise of America. And it's as a result of the loose likes lost left, the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party that hates America. They hate God because God is the very fundamental foundation, the word of God, for our nation today. So, Kenneth, you're exactly right. My question is, before I let you go, should Christians, could conservatives speak up? If so, how?
We need to speak up in the voting booth, number one. Mm-hmm. But like you said about Kamala Harris, and I call her Smiley. But, yeah, but like you said, they're gonna try to steal this election. And let me make a comment. You said that they let that boy go that killed that girl in Georgia.
They had let him go. They had let him go two or three times. He is a thug from Venezuela. Venezuela has the headquarters, if you will, of the MS-13 gang, and that is gangbusters wide open in America today, primarily in places like Chicago, New York City, et cetera, et cetera. We're finding today major, and may I emphasize again, major threats to our civilian population in America, where you're afraid to go out on the streets, you're afraid to get on any public transportation, you're afraid to go to the store, you're afraid to go to a shopping center, or to go jogging as this young lady was at the University of Georgia. It is a sad, sad shame that we've done that to America.
Yeah, and you know what, Dr. Youngblood? It reminds me, I'm going on 70, it reminds me of the Cubans coming over. Castro let everybody out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and jail. Okay, you want them? You got them. There you go.
That's what's happening now. We're finding that these third world nations, they're opening their, what I would call insane asylums. They're opening their prisons, and not the best, but the worst of those populations are coming into America. And we are now invaded by the illegal invaders, somewhere between 11 and 13 million, just under the Biden administration in the past 3.5 years. So we need to keep looking up, keep praying, keep asking God for wisdom as we try to serve him and stand for truth. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's so upsetting, you know. And as a Christian, we are called to have compassion and love for everybody. But I happened to see last week those illegal crossing and those asylum fakers, because I call them fakers, because over 90% of them, they don't qualify. They are asylum fakers. A lady crossing on a wheelchair in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw another, like 23, 24-year-old a guy that he was in like a vegetable state. And I was like, wait a minute. Who's going to pay those medical bills? How can the nation survive with that kind of invasion allowed by the Democrats? I mean, this is beyond that insanity, brother. This is crazy. You got all those criminals, and you got all these people doing a lot of things. And not only here in the U.S., but in Latin America. They don't want those people in their their countries because they're doing the same thing. They're doing drugs. They're stealing. The women are doing prostitution. You name it. The same thing that is going on in New York. But, hey, the liberals asked for it, and that's 100% Biden's fault. And it's mm-hmm. How can I say this? These people got no shame. They went to speaking to the press, the White House press conference. They blaming the previous administration. Are you kidding me? I mean, I wonder, in what planet do they live? Do they live in another galaxy? Don't they see that under Donald Trump, it was as lowest in 15 years, the illegal crossing to America, while now it's wide open and it's at the highest? I mean, this is insanity. And I hope and pray that President Trump wins this November coming up. You know what I mean? Because what's going on, as a Hispanic myself, this is insanity, and we want law and order. Who doesn't want law and order? I guess the only thing is the Democrats, because they are against anything that is lawfully and orderly. I mean, I don't get their mindset, bro. What goes through these people's mindsets? I don't get it. Well, do you have any comment, any idea as to why these people think like that? I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. Jose. Let me just touch on this, and I believe it is maybe too highly simplified, but it's not that they're crazy. It's not that they don't know what they're doing. It's not that they are inept. It is the fact that they know what they're doing, and the intent is to undermine, tear down, and destroy the constitutional republic that we have in the United States of America. You remember, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said that he was going to fundamentally change America. Barack Obama is now pulling the strings behind the scenes, along with others that's pulling the strings behind the scenes, and Joe Biden is simply the puppet, the mouthpiece. He is the one that is the empty suit that fills the chair in the Oval Office. The intent is to destroy America. Obama said when he was in office that America should not be viewed as a superpower. It should not be any greater than any other nation. And we're seeing the results of that today. It is the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that is out to tear down and destroy our Constitutional Republic. And touching on Donald J. Trump, I'm thankful for what he is doing, thankful for what he's done in the past. And I'm asking God, as I pray, to divinely intervene once again and put Donald J. Trump in as the 47th president of the United States of America. He's not a perfect man. Neither am I, neither are you, neither anyone else of us that could be considered perfect. And we're not looking to put Jesus in office. We're looking to put a man in office that's got a spine, a backbone, that can clean the sewer in the Beltway in Washington. And so we need to keep praying, but you're exactly right. We're in a position that we're watching the flood at our borders. We no longer have a border. We're watching the nations that's opening their jails, their hospitals, et cetera, sending the worst of their population to America, and with open arms, the Biden administration's receiving them, taking care of them. And another one of your questions, Jose, what's going to happen? We're watching today our medical system about to collapse. We're watching today our educational system ready to collapse, simply because of the flood of invaders that's being poured into the system that the system cannot handle financially, geographically, or logistically, cannot handle. And as a result of that, we're watching the demise of America. So it demands, Jose, that we keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to intervene. So thank you so much for your call. God bless you. And have a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got with us today a very special guest, James Crunden. James is the faith leader for the Citizens Defending Freedom. I'm thankful that he's with us. I'm going to take a moment to introduce him, let him speak for just a moment, and then we'll have our top of the hour news and come back. And for the balance of the hour, we'll be talking with James Crunden. James, delighted to have you with us today.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. It's a privilege and a pleasure, as usual, to be on this great show. And thank you for your bravery and courage to stand up and speak the truth and tell brothers and sisters the truth.
Amen.
I would tell you to touch on that gentleman's question real quickly. Mao, Hitler, and Stalin shared one thing in common. Of course, they all were evil, but they wanted to do away with religion, with the family, and with property ownership. If we push away from the table and just forget sides, just think about the common sense legitimacy of somebody that would say, I don't want you to have a Lord and Savior. I don't want you to worship God and be subservient and follow Him gladly and joyfully. I want you to follow me, the big man with the checkbook, the government. I don't want you to have a nuclear family because that's horrible. That's going to stand up to my agenda if I'm the devil. And certainly, I don't want you to have private property ownership and the things that go along with those blessings.
That's right.
There's a lot more to it than that, but that's a good way to crack open.
That's the nutshell. I call it three major points of Marxism, and that's what we see taking place today. That is to destroy the nuclear family, to dethrone God, and to divide the nation ethnically, and that's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.